I do, of course, understand the reasons. You see, all these spiritual teachings actually have arisen during the last 2,000, 3,000 years. Some are younger, much younger, especially the modern ones, but they have all taken in these old spiritual teachings, saying they are ultimately true. Even a man I admire very much, Ken Wilber, which I used to say, which I'm not going to say anymore, that he's the Immanuel Kant of modern times, has taken this system as true. And these systems have been born in a time when indeed it was very understandable that you would want to escape the world, because you were bound in a feudalistic system where there were lords and sometimes ladies, but they were always inferior. There were lords, kings, knights, which just could do what they want, and you, as a most ordinary people, had to follow, or be killed, raped, maimed, robbed, whatever. So this world, in that point of view, for most people, was not a kind of place you would say, this is paradise. So, of course, you know, then you say, well, I'm meditating, I'm following some kind of regime, some kind of process, I'm having these beautiful experiences. That is really heaven compared to the kind of life I'm having now. So it is very understandable that they would make the statement and support the belief that the spiritual is superior to the inferior world, whatever, the inferior body, and so on. Nevertheless, you can't deny one extremely clear fact about the spiritual teachings and the spiritual way nowadays, which is that it is being transported by gurus. Men claiming a spiritually superior position, saying, I've got it, and you can get it from me. Even if ultimately some say you can't get it because you've got it and blah, 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 and they get into all these paradoxes. But basically, the system is there, is based on the superiority of the spiritual man and the inferiority of those who are seeking for supposedly higher states. And then, of course, that connects very easily and much to the idea that man is superior to woman. Woman is inferior and man is superior. I mean, if a man like Ken Wilber asks in one of his talks, why are there not so many women in the integral movement that he is very much pushing in the world? Well, the answer is, also, that so-called integral system is simply, again, saying this is superior and that is inferior. So that is the root cause of, or the foundation of the systems, of the spiritual systems that are around in the world. Now, of course, there are others as well, but they are very rare. It's hard to find them. And only through somehow following, sniffing this trail of something not being really right with the old system, I now slowly come into understanding what it is, or what the direction is that future spiritual development could take, I'm not saying should, could take to somehow take in this statement of superiority and inferiority, this hierarchy based on superior spiritual states, on the idea of spiritual states being superior to others. Now, one clue, of course, is already available in the spiritual teachings of all times. They say, well, God is in me, and God is in you, and God is in everybody, right? God is everywhere and in everyone. Now, apparently they don't take that serious, because how can God look down on God? How can God be superior to God? I mean, that doesn't make much sense, does it? So, what then is the way? If it's not a way of being guided by the principles of superiority and inferiority, then the only thing that comes to mind with that is a system of equality, meaning same, not being on the same level, because that's obviously not true. There's wise people and there's stupid people. Now, is a wise person and a stupid person equal? I don't think so. So what is this based, this equality that I'm meaning, that could somehow point in the direction, in the right direction, as far as I can know? It means an equality in value. That means the human being that is stupid has the same value as the human being that is wise. That life, that person, that being is just as precious as the wise one. It would be almost like a declaration of human rights on the spiritual level, meaning that the value, the honor, the truth, the beauty, what a person really is, cannot be disregarded or put down or disvalued